Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Monday afternoon. Hello, everyone. Woo. It's good to see we got the band back together.
See everybody.
I have a run, do not walk coming up in a little bit. We will get to the story out of Lawrence that is horrifically tragic. Sam got fired over the weekend.
What?
Yep.
We'll be talking about that.
We have so many things to get to
over
today.
Over the weekend? It was this morning.
I'm sorry. Sam got fired this morning.
He's still reeling.
Still raw and fresh.
Hasn't even been 12 hours.
We'll get to all of that in just a moment.
Open wound.
Oh, my God.
So remember a few weeks ago when the NBA scandal hit and the gambling and the mob families and the poker and all of that stuff? And we all said on this program, if you think for 1 second this is limited to the NBA, you are nuts. And then lo and behold, like a week later, it started to leak out that maybe an NFL player attended one of those games. And very rarely are we so correct with what we're about to tell you. But I knew this was a story we were going to lead with, and Scott said it to me right when we walked in. We're going to talk to Alex Gold off the top because now we're bringing in baseball.
What is going on, Alex?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good to be back on with you. You're right. I mean, this is this particular story today, while the feds are now involved, and that's why we're going to get into it, the assumption of what was going on and some of the rumors around Emmanuel Clase, who is the closer for the Cleveland Guardians, and Luis Ortiz, who's a reliever for the Guardians, and that they were allegedly part of some scheme to intentionally throw balls and therefore impact betting. And I'll get into the specifics in a second. This has been known for 5 or 6 months that they were already on a commissioner's list, and they had been pitching for months towards the end of the season for the Guardians. So for non-sports fans, this probably is the first time that they're hearing about it. Otherwise, it has been known that this was going to potentially happen, but basically now they face charges on multiple counts of wire fraud, conspiracy to influence sports contests by bribery, money laundering, according to prosecutors. And so essentially what they're accused of doing is if you bet, you can have prop bets that we talked about with the NBA stuff on a player under so many points. Well, in baseball, not only can you bet on someone to hit a home run, someone to get a win, you can bet on what they call micro bets.
Micro bets.
These are very specific live bets. They're called micro bets because you can bet pitch by pitch, and that's what is allegedly happened here.
Why would they allow that?
So in this circumstance, they're accused of, let's say Class A, they claim, told some buddies, I'm throwing a ball on this first, like he's a reliever. My first pitch, it's going to be a ball.
It's going to be a ball.
And I can bet.
So bet ball.
I can bet ball or strike. I can also bet miles per hour. range, 91 to 94 and a half. So if I can tell you, I'm throwing an off speed pitch, so this is not, it's not a fastball. It's going to be like 85 miles an hour or less. So I can make that bet. They're allegedly, they tipped a bunch of people off. And that, of course, is against the law to do that.
What's crazy to me when you talk about baseball and gambling is that the pitcher is really in the most unique position
they control
to be able to take advantage of the prop bet. If I'm an outfielder,
right,
Alex, I don't know that anyone's going to hit a ball to me the entire game. Now, I could say, okay, if someone does hit a ball to me, I'll drop it.
But yes, but also the outfielder would be hitting. And so you could theoretically, there could be somebody that said, all right, told their buddies or part of this scheme, I'm going to strike out. I can guarantee I'm striking out, right? Like I can hack up there.
You can't guarantee you're going to hit a home run, but you can guarantee you're going to strike out.
It's the same kind of thing. Now, strikeouts aren't, there's a little bit more into that. I think that we'll see. I think the pitcher, to your point, has way more control. You cannot prevent me from throwing a ball. Now, the ump, like if it's, I guess the ump theoretically, if it was way off the plate, can call a strike if he wanted to, but that would also be obvious and weird. And so people have put together video of Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz going back to some of the games that have been mentioned. And on the surface, if I just showed you the video of Clase throwing a ball way off the strike zone, you don't think anything of it. Like, okay, just got away from
one
him. Like,
they're not, pitch.
It's not perfect. But then when I tell you that same pitch had a bunch of irregular bets on it being a ball, and then I show you the video, you're like, okay. And then I show you it five other times, you're like, okay, this is sketch. And that's essentially what is happening.
Who monitors these, the betting?
Yeah, so there's a couple companies out there. I think there's two that
look for irregularities.
Same thing with the NBA. How with the case we were discussing a couple weeks ago with Jontay Porter and Terry Rozier, where all of a sudden there's a bunch of bets coming in at a high volume or a high dollar on a certain bet. Same thing. If tonight there was a baseball game, there's not. Let's say there's a baseball game tonight and you knew the reliever for whatever team, and he told you that, hey, first pitch, it's going to be a ball. And so Scott goes and he's making a large sum wager. Then Scott tells me, he tells you.
Right. Then all these
of a sudden,
people.
There's a bunch of bets randomly. It's not a popular bet you make.
Right.
Like it's one thing to bet a team's going to win a game or, in football, a team's going to cover 6.5 points. Like those are very common bets. So many things factor in. You can't really, scheme that. But all of a sudden, let's say thousands of dollars coming in at a similar time on a pitch to be a ball, that's going to raise some red flags. And there are companies, algorithms, way smarter than me, and figure I have no idea how they determine it. But basically, like, they have algorithms that can detect, like, that's an irregular bet. And then they can dive deeper into, like, what is going on. They can notify the sportsbook operators, then notify the league.
Like, and so 5 months ago, you're saying the league knew something was hinky.
They were placed on, I don't know if they call it the commissioner's exempt list. There's some terminology, some list where they are suspended with pay, by the way, because of the Players Association.
Yep.
Even right now, while they are both being arrested by the FBI, they are
well, one's been arrested. They don't know where the other one is.
Yeah, and I don't know. I can't remember his home country,
but
where
Alex,
he's at.
Alex, how much money are they alleged to have made? They're probably getting a cut of this, or are they alleged to have bet themselves?
So the Department of Justice says bettors won at least $400,000 using this inside information.
How much?
$400,000.
They probably make that in 30 minutes.
Well, no. So you said that's it, which is funny only because that's what the bettors won. What you said that's it is what's crazier. The players, the pitchers that have potentially millions of dollars on the line in some cases, their freedom. Ortiz, the other pitcher, was paid a total of $12,000.
Oh my gosh!
So bettors won over $12,000. Your freedom, your job, all of it.
You've Class thrown A, away your major league career over $12,000.
Yep. Clase, for example, who was the reliever of the year 2 years ago. I mean, very, very good closer in baseball. He was on a 5-year, $20 million contract. And he didn't even get $100,000 out of this.
Clase's from the Dominican Republic.
Oh, okay. My gosh. So let me ask you this, Alex. To me, if someone is willing to throw everything away, who's already a millionaire, for 12,000 measly dollars, does that not show you the system has to change? If someone's willing to do this for such little money, You're kidding yourself if you don't think mm-hmm. smaller players that don't make a lot of money wouldn't be willing to do it for larger sums of money.
So a couple things that come to mind. Number one goes back to the NBA stuff that we talked about a few weeks ago, which is these particular markets, there's going to have to be some change. These meaning the micro bets, unders on a player, stuff that the one player can truly control on their own.
Sure.
So that is going to be something that I do think some states will look into. But as I said that a couple weeks ago, I think we have to remember this is being caught through a regulated sports betting environment. Scott, you asked me how do they flag this kind of stuff? It's only because they're betting through all this, you know, whatever right. company, right? We all know the companies.
Right.
If they get rid of unders on Rozier NBA props or Classe pitches, people could still bet offshore. Like we'd be naive to think that it still couldn't happen. I'm not saying you shouldn't do things to like anything, right? You still make it harder on people to do certain things. But acting like if we just got rid of all prop bets, that nobody would ever do this, I think would not stop it. That's not going to stop it, but it makes it tougher.
Right, because nobody was sports betting before we legalized it in Kansas. Yeah, nobody
exactly.
did it.
People had bookies. People were using the offshore sites, the Bovadas of the world, these legal websites.
So how far does this go? So it started with the NBA, and then everyone in the industry laughed and said, oh, you're here, open the floodgates, here it comes. Then there's this suggestion that there was an NFL player doing one of these poker games.
Yeah, there's about to be a big college basketball one with some smaller schools coming out about probably 3 to 6
right?
months.
So now we have Major League Baseball.
Hang on, wait. What do you mean?
There's been some reporting already out there that the feds are already looking into some college basketball players going back to last season, some irregular betting on like Norfolk State games and some of these small schools.
You're nuts on Norfolk
because
State.
Scott, you're
exactly.
nuts if you don't think this is going on. And I believe it.
Like
if we looked at like figure skating and curling, like any... That's the
Guys,
problem with
two
the
weeks
prop
ago,
bet.
2 weeks ago, I don't know if you talked about it on your show, there was a UFC fighter from Kansas City. His club or whatever you want to call it was based in Kansas City. And he was fighting for UFC. That's who he was contracted with. He loses the fight in the first round. There were irregular bets coming in. They halted betting before the fight. He loses the first round. He got fired by UFC, and now he's being investigated as well for kind of what we're talking about, like basically throwing the fight. And in some backdoor dealings. I don't know the specifics.
And
it's
this baseball player is going to prison.
Wow.
If he's convicted.
Yes.
There's two of them, actually.
Over $12,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could face decades. Could face 20 years in prison. 20 years in prison for
but
throwing
they
bets.
They would have known that on the front end.
They would now, 100%. Like, it sounds so stupid, and I'm totally with you. What we don't know, not that it excuses it, but what we don't know, like, you mentioned the Dominican Republic. We don't know the family background. We don't know what their family's life's
Give
in jeopardy.
Give them the $400,000.
I agree. But I'm just saying, I'm not excusing. I'm just saying, right. I don't think it is just as simple as, like, dude, did you really need the 12 grand? We don't know. Were they in gambling debt? Seriously? Was their family being threatened? Their family promised, you know.
The mob?
We don't know. I'm not excusing the behavior. I'm just saying, like, I doubt it's as simple as, like, they were greedy and wanted to make 12 grand. Like
right.
if it was, then, you know, also this, you know,
but I want to tune in tonight, watch the Eagles and the Packers play and know that I'm getting a real game.
And that's the biggest fear. The reason why these stories coming up, this is the biggest fear any of these leagues have, the integrity of the sport.
Integrity
because,
of the game.
Look, I don't think people should believe that every single pitcher out there is doing this. Not at all. But it opens the door to what Scott's saying. That I'm watching a game and I'm thinking, huh, that was a weird play.
We need to polygraph every single player after every single game. Hook them up.
Weights and fish.
Are you lying? Did you really mean to miss that kick?
Polygraph and drug test after every single game. Sorry, guys, you're not going
home. Yep.
Alex, cool.
Thanks, guys.
Always appreciate the time. Thank you for it. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ooh, do I have a run, do not walk. And apparently I'm one of the few because it did not do well at the box office over the weekend.
Only made
$4 million.
So no one else ran nor walked.
No. Well, they kind of ran away.
Yeah, yeah.
Nuremberg with Russell Crowe is phenomenal. It's a little too long. It runs about two and a half hours. They probably could have shaved 30 minutes off.
It's a lamb.
It is a lamb, a long-ass movie. But it is really, really well done.
I knew you would love it.
Now, fair warning, going into this movie, and I was telling Sam about this before the show today, there is, like I said, it's probably 30 minutes too long, but it's very interesting. I learned things that I didn't know.
And you know a lot about World War II.
I do. There is a significant portion of the dialogue in the movie in German with no subtitles.
Okay, so I'll be watching this at home.
So there were portions of the movie where, you know, he's speaking in German and T would say to me, what did he just say? And I would have to tell her what he just said.
Why would they construct a movie in that manner when so few people?
It's not a lot. I would say probably 3-5% of the movies in German.
But I want to know what he's saying.
Well, it's really like at one point he's handed some paperwork while he's testifying and he just says, Danke schön.
Thank you. Everybody knows thank you.
Right. But there are other portions of the movie. Dankeschön. There are other portions of the movie where at one point he said in German, hand me my bag. And nobody would know those words.
No.
I did, obviously, because I never lived there.
Right.
And so T said, what did he just say? And I said, he said, hand me my bag.
But why not just subtitle that?
I don't know. But it is
very odd. That's usually the play when you want to include other languages.
Right. Mm-hmm. Let me know. All right. I have a run, do not walk. I don't even know how many episodes there are. I could have stayed up till 4 o'clock this morning.
Chad Powers?
Nope.
You didn't start Chad Powers.
Scott, the only thing that I think you like historically next to World War II history.
Vietnam?
Is presidential history.
I do love that.
You love presidential history. Mm-hmm. And Johnny said to me over the weekend, hey, did you see there's a new series out with one of my favorite actors about the assassination of James Garfield?
Wow, that one flies under the radar for most people.
To which I replied, Abraham Lincoln, John F. Kennedy, and
McKinley.
Did I know James Garfield was assassinated? I feel like I might not. That might have slipped the memory.
There have been. Let me think about this. I can think of four presidential assassinations off the top of my head. Garfield, McKinley, JFK, Abraham Lincoln.
Ding, ding, ding. You've got all four.
Is that all four?
That's it. Yep. Okay. So, run tonight. Do not walk. It is called Death by Lightning. It is on Netflix. Michael Shanahan, one of my favorite actors, he played in Tammy and George, he played George Jones. He plays James Garfield, who was never supposed to be president. In fact, during the Republican convention way back a bajillion years
ago.
Didn't
he go through like 32 ballots
or
something
like that?
Yes, it went
through 32 votes. He stood up to nominate somebody else, and his speech was so fiery and so important, everyone said, well, we nominate you. And he goes, no.
Right.
So I am just at that part where, you know, I'm not a you know, some kind of historian when it comes to bizarre old presidential knowledge back in the 1800s, but it is going to build to his eventual assassination. You already know who the assassin is. I'm going to tell you that. And the very first word said,
was he stabbed?
This show is about two men in history whose names are often forgotten, James Garfield and the man who killed him. That's the very first words you see.
Now, I may be conflating this with McKinley. Was Garfield stabbed, and was it by an Eastern European?
The title of the Guardian story about this today is, quote, most horrific death you could imagine. The truth behind Netflix's Death by Lightning. So if I don't know, Scott, spoiler alert, I don't know what happened to James Garfield. I didn't even remember he had been assassinated. Here's what I will tell you. He is a kind man. There are multiple in the trailer of him sitting down with black men talking about their want to have the vote. And can you help us? And he says yes. He's just a good man. And as much as you love presidential history, run. Do you know, like, we watched one, and then I looked at the clock, and I'm like, I could watch about three more of these. Not going to lie. What
gets really crazy is when you go into the number of presidential assassination attempts or on people who are running for president. So I didn't know half of these existed.
So attempts, Gerald Ford, Ronald Reagan, Barack Obama.
That's just in recent
years. That's right. Someone got into the White House.
Bill Clinton. 29 shots were fired at the White House during the Clinton administration. At the White House.
There was, I don't think George H.W. Bush, I don't believe there was an assassination attempt against him. There was a plot, allegedly by Saddam Hussein, to assassinate George H.W. Bush.
That's the actor. I just want you to know, because you know him the minute you see him, and he is phenomenal. It is called Death by Lightning. I don't even know how many episodes. It is so well acted. We will watch two or three of them tonight and then hopefully be done.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
You guys see the FAA over the weekend grounded all of the MD-11 planes?
No.
Federal Aviation Administration on Saturday ordered MD-11 and MD-11F aircrafts to be grounded as authorities investigate the deadly UPS plane crash in Kentucky. The Emergency Airworthiness Directive came after UPS and FedEx said they would voluntarily ground their fleets out of an abundance of caution. The FAA's order was issued, quote, because the agency has determined that unsafe conditions are likely to exist or develop in other products of the same design.
By the way, the MB-11 has not been produced since 2000, and actually the last year it was mass produced, where they made more than just a couple, was 1998.
So did you also read, Sam, that the commercial airlines stopped using them in 2014? They were too costly to maintain, yeah, and they had too many mechanical problems. So that's a type of plane, apparently, that the airlines used to use. And then in 2014, 11 years ago, said no.
So
they were predominantly just used then for cargo.
Part of why they stopped being made at that time was because Boeing bought the company. But still, the MD-11. So if it is a true MD-11, it is at least 27 years old.
And did you say they've grounded all of those
planes?
They're
grounded.
So what do we do with cargo?
The aircrafts
make
up 9% of the UPS airline fleet and 4% of FedEx.
Put it on another plane. Slight delay.
How old do you think is the ideal age to die?
88.
Sam?
I give myself a good 74.
Ooh, that's too young.
74?
I don't know. I figure I'll crash out at some point. Start making bad decisions.
That's way too young. 88.
Just because you got fired today doesn't mean you get to be grumpy the grumpy pants.
No, honestly, I would say like 80, 85, if I'm being completely honest.
I would go with 85.
I don't want to be into my 90s, and I don't know who you are.
Americans say that the ideal age to die is 91.
91. Do you know what most people don't realize, because of one of my other jobs, I know more about than I ever thought I would in my entire life, is that the normal person retiring today, you are really looking at, depending on life expectancy in your family, having to fund 30 years or more of retirement. It ain't like, oh, let's go retire and I've got 10 years to go travel the world and see Greece and see all of these places. 30 years and 7 out of 10 people will need some sort of long-term care none of us are going to be able to afford.
So I went and met over the last 2 or 3 months with a financial advisor in Overland Park. And he said, how much do you think you'll need every month to live? And I told him the amount that I thought would be appropriate. And so he's putting together this plan, and we're looking at what I have, what I don't have. And he puts together this chart, you know, because I'm not there yet, but, you know, I need to be prepared for the future. And he puts together this chart, and he said, here's what you would get if you lived to be 99 years old. And I looked at him and I said, haven't exactly treated this like a temple.
Right, but they have to do that. Do you realize why?
To make sure that I have enough money.
To make sure you have enough at the end. Mm-hmm. So any good planner is going to do that. Like, let's kick it out. Let's put inflation in there.
Dana, there's no chance I'm going to 99.
Until you do, Scott. And then someone's like, how are we going to pay to put him away for $12,000 a month?
Dana, I drank too much. I
Keith
still use patches.
Richards is still alive.
It's never too late to take that separate fork in the road, you know?
The road less traveled,
that's right.
Sam?
Well, for whatever reason, it has become the road less traveled.
Majority of Americans think people have a great deal or a fair amount of control over their physical health, 67%.
Most certainly. And for me, really, it all depends on where I am once I reach that age. Like, for example, Mary Beth's grandparents, 92 and 91, they've been married for 72 years. They still live on their own. They still drive everywhere. They are fully independent people. I mean, they just short of working out every day, they are basically 60. If I am that way.
And how old are they now?
91 and 92.
Wow.
If I am that way in my 90s, I'll take another 10 years. But there's also the other end of that
spectrum.
But
see, like my grandfather, and I didn't really know my mom's parents very well at all. But so when I'm speaking, I'm talking about my dad's parents. Mayo Sr. lived to be 77.
That's a long time for back then.
Well, he died in 1991. So he was 77. My grandmother, obviously his wife, lived to be 96. So she went, 19 years without him. But at the end, she didn't even know who she was. I don't want to get to that point.
None of us do.
Where I don't know who I am.
Have you ever met anyone that says, oh my gosh, you know what I want to do? I want to live my life and then I want to end up in a nursing home.
with dementia.
No one says that, yet we are building them and building them and building them and building them because we are living longer and we can't. No one is going to be able to pay for it. The next thing that's going to crash.
My great-grandmother on my father's side of my family lived to 1 month shy of her 100th birthday. And I don't have many memories of her other than going to visit her in the facility that she was in at the end of her life.
Do you know how many memories she has of you?
Zero.
None.
Every single time that I would go and see her, we would, you know, give her donuts. She loved donuts. We would chat for a little bit. And inevitably, at some point in the conversation, she would just stop, stare off into the distance, look at one of us and say, "Why doesn't God want me?"
He wanted to go. No, my grandma said the same thing in a different way, Sam.
Why doesn't God want me?
She just kept going, "Why am I still here?" And my dad would go, "Well, that's up to you and the big guy upstairs. Like, that's up to I can't be moving this along any."
We would always hit her with, "They're still painting your room, the finishing touches. They haven't picked out the armoire yet. Okay, they're figuring it out." But that if you get to that state, like, that makes me sad just thinking about it.
See, I would rather go out at 77 like my grandfather did. He died of cancer.
Yep,
colon cancer. But at 77, he still had all of his faculties. You know, he obviously died, but I'd rather go out at 77 than 96 and not know who I am. And I'm not saying my grandmother was a burden on the family, but my aunt would have to go visit her. Well, not have to go, but would go visit her. And there were days, and I've told you this story before, where my brother and I were told, "Hey, you know, Grandma Parks is nearing the end. You guys need to go down to Phoenix and see her."
Yeah.
And we did. We flew down together.
This is the woman who didn't know you were.
And she loved my brother. And we walk into her room at this nursing facility. And she goes, "Stephen, oh my gosh, it's so good to see you. Who's your friend?"
Right.
And I'm like, wow.
And you just go right along with it. You don't say, you just go, "Well, my name is Scott. It is nice to see you."
It's very nice to see you, Doris.
Very nice to see you, Doris.
Doris.
Yep.
"Hello, my name is Scott."
You know,
we have the same last name.
My great aunt lived to 104.
Wow.
Never married. 104. Never married. She would say she is married to God. She was married to the church. She wasn't a nun, but she was as close to being a nun as one could be without being a nun.
So why didn't she marry?
I don't know. But the story goes that she had one great love of her life, you know, back in the early 1900s, and he did not have enough for a down payment on something. Because did the dowry come from the woman?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, from her family.
Yeah, from her family. It had something to do with the dowry back when, which, by the way, could there be a more offensive thing? "Take my daughter and a goat and $6 and go live happily ever after." But it had something to do with that. But she lived in, she was the organ player. She taught piano.
You've told me this story.
Oh, her name was Leona. That name's not coming back.
No, it's not.
And lived her entire beautiful life in Onega, Kansas.
Did she ever have...
Her body just finally gave out.
Male friends?
No, my God, no.
Okay.
She was a pious woman, Scott.
Can I ask the next question?
She was not gay.
Not that there would be anything wrong with
that. Not that there would be anything wrong with that. No, she just...
That's not where I thought you were going with it, but I'm glad you didn't ask the question I was thinking.
She ended up giving piano lessons to the children of her children's children's children. Like six generations of people in that town. Like, she was just the old, she was the church lady. Can I tell you, with the rolled down hose around her ankles? I mean, I remember her at Thanksgiving. And if you picture the church lady.
How do you know she wasn't gay? Again, not that there would be anything
she
wrong.
She was, I don't want to say like asexual, but like she just.
Pretty much sounds like it.
Like the thought of it is just like, no.
No, asexual. She didn't need sex in her life.
Yeah, she was just, went to church, went home.
Loved the Lord.
Loved the Lord. And that was 104 years she lived.
I was Dana from the text line. Why do you think she lived that long? No marriage, no stress, baby.
Amen to that, brother. Amen. 913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I am so excited. We talked about this on Friday. Scott wasn't as familiar with the amphitheater coming to us.
Riverside, yeah.
Under construction, Riverside. Great. It's huge. When you drive by it, it's next to the women's
practice facility.
They gave it a name last week. It's going to be the Morton Salt.
You mean Saltstone?
Amphitheater. The joke is already that it is Saltstone instead of Sandstone. I love the name. And now we know who will perform there first. It is one of your perennial favorites.
Poison?
No.
Thin Lizzy? Oh. Train.
In her hair.
Which, by the way, God, was a good Starlight staple every single year,
that is
if
correct.
I remember correctly.
The 16,000-seat Live Nation venue located off Horizons Parkway and I-635 in Riverside said it will host more than 30 shows each concert season, and
wait.
They will kick things off with Train. Talks like Tunic. God, they are good live.
They are. Last time I saw them was when I went with you and
the girls,
my two daughters and your two.
God, we had so much fun.
That was a great show. That was like 2-3 years ago.
That's one of those shows when you go, and it is a bucket list show. Everyone listening, the tickets are reasonable. When they're at Starlight, the tickets are reasonable. Take the mm-hmm. whole family. You will sit there and be like, oh my gosh, I forgot
how many hits
Train had. You know, obviously Drops of Jupiter is their, you know, last song of the night.
Drive By, Mermaid.
Oh, Meet Virginia,
sure.
They've got these balls. And they're big, and they punch them out into the crowd, and then everyone's
they're
just
beach balls.
They're huge though. Like, think beach ball, you're going to think a little ball. These are enormous, like the size of a Volkswagen, and they're just
they're not flying
everywhere. And then there's lights and there's music, mm-hmm. and oh my gosh, it's the most fun show I've ever been to. And then at the end, there's all this confetti that flies through the air.
Wait, so what does the crowd do?
They punch the balls.
Okay.
And I punched you. Right in the balls. And they just, they go, but it looks like popcorn. There's probably 20 of them. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, it's so fun. Put
was
it
that
on
your
list.
First train show?
No, I've been like, I've been honestly, oh, you know how much I love Starlight? Probably 6 times.
To train?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then they opened once for Daryl Hall and John Oates, who were terrible, by the way. And so I saw them when they opened there at the T-Mobile Center.
They opened for Hall and Oates?
They did.
Huh.
Do you remember that song, Sarah Smile?
Yes, I do.
If I sang that with headphones on, blindfolded, upside down, after a bottle of wine, I would have sounded better than Daryl. Like, so at some point, you got to stop touring, buddy.
Yeah, this is what I've heard. Is that Daryl Hall has lost it.
God, it was bad. It was really bad.
Okay. I've never seen Hall & Oates, but you are not the first person to tell me that show was not good.
Bless their hearts. I mean, I went to see Train. We did. And then it was like, wrap it up.
Wow.
Out we go. Did you also hear Barry Manilow is releasing a new video?
Okay.
Now, I saw Barry Manilow a few years ago, and let me tell you, a lot of medleys in that show.
Well, he's got a lot of songs.
Yeah, and he's, you know, like 80.
What do you mean by, what's your definition of medley?
Like a lot of his hits were mashed together as one.
Okay, that is
right?
A medley.
Yes, common definition of medley. Apparently, there is a new video about to be released because I'm part of his fan club, and there is a brand new song called Once Before I Go. And he might be making the circuit too, and I'm not going to lie. I want to go hear some Weekend in New England.
Little Mandy?
Little Mandy one more time. My favorite song was part of the medley, and that's why it bothered me.
Which is what?
Could It Be Magic? God, I love that song. He medleyed it. Can we find that song, Sam? Because he has not had a new release in 50 years.
Well, I don't know. I don't think it's been that long.
Barry Manilow, Once Before I Go. God, I love his music. But, you know, it's kind of like when I saw Neil Diamond. All of those artists are getting up there.
Yeah.
And it was okay.
Found it. I did. Play it. What? This sucks.
No! You be nice to Barry.
Well, if the song sucks, it sucks.
Let me read the lyrics. Once before I go, I want you to know that I would do it all again. I'm sure we'd make the same mistakes, but we could make it through the pains and joys and aches. We knew back then I would do it all. I would do it all again. I want you to know that I look back with no regrets. And when our luck was wearing thin and we were down and out, we still came back to win against all bets. And now when I look back, I still have no regrets. And then it's so hard to say goodbye. So this is his goodbye. It's beautiful.
The message is indeed beautiful.
Yeah, just
if
peel.
You can get past
just
the sound.
Go
of
ahead and peel
hear it.
Over it, Sam.
You want to hear it?
The
yes.
American treasure.
Well, here, wait. You got to wait a minute and a half before you get any words.
Oh, I love that song. Every time I'm with you. This is one of his hits, and it's my favorite song. Whirling like a cyclone in my mind.
Is that a duet?
And here it is.
This is not his new song. This is
not even in the top 10 most listened to Barry Manilow.
Could It Be Magic? And he medleyed that.
But that's Could It Be Magic. Where is the one last time or whatever it's called?
It's called Once Before I go.
Okay, whatever.
It's very sweet. It's so hard to say goodbye when there's so much that's left unspoken. But unless I spread my wings again, I'm afraid I'll never soar. Oh, yes, please.
From the text line, why does that song sound like it would be on the inside of a Hallmark card?
No, it's good.
Well, Barry Manilow,
you know what? His voice,
82.
He's 82, and his voice still sounds like Barry.
But see, I'm done with the so-and-so is such an age. Like, Bon Jovi is 66, and of course his voice is going to give out. If your voice is giving out because of your age, call it a day.
Barry
Let
sounds
go.
Good. Listen, Barry sounds good.
Tell that to Johnny Cash.
Oh, amen. So good.
Well, I would say it to Willie Nelson.
One of our favorite interviews we ever did was with Barry Manilow.
It was with Barry Manilow. That is right. He's fantastic. News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.